This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Incredibly, this is, well, we'll skip the show already now. I've started wrongly. I'm supposed to introduce you. It's Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. And incredibly, you've remembered to do a Father's Day special in time to actually order some stuff for your own. So, Matt, have you thought about how much are we spending for this year?
Well, Jeff, what price can you put on love, eh? Especially for your dad. And of course, most kids are actually packed full of profitable organs. So, you know, who actually needs two kidneys? And what father isn't worth a little bit of surgery time now and then? So we're going to start with something healthy. Of course, you know, you want your dad to stay around for as long as possible. So, you know, you should do something as as the child to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Bikes, of course, are a great way to stay fit, but they really don't fit in the average family saloon.
Yeah.
Not with our, you know, roof racks or bike racks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Brompton has got folding bikes. It's one of the it's one of the best known in the business, but at around 5K and above for their bikes. Yeah, they're not exactly cheap, and their design is very, very quirky, to say the least. It's a real love it or hate it kind of thing for them, but definitely worth the cash for your dad if you've got that kind of budget. Less compact and a bit more rugged if you want, you know, something that's kind of a city tourer or even a folding mountain bike. Check out the company Montague. There's the Boston 8 they do, which is, you know, for kind of suburban riding. Or if you want something a bit more off-roady, try the rugged-looking Paratrooper. And these are a fair bit cheaper. You can find them locally. Just Google it, and they should start at around the 3,000 ringgit mark.
Interestingly, you start off with bikes, because I brought my bike to work today. I didn't cycle to work because it's a bit too far. I brought it because later I'm going for cycling after this.
Oh, okay, lovely. So I'm on the right lines today. And of course, I also got chastised the other day for taking my truck from my office to pick up my bike from servicing, even though I could just have walked to the place and ridden the bike back. But, you know, you don't think about these things at the time, right?
What if, though, you can't afford a Brompton folding bike?
Well, I mean, you can still maybe raise some of the funds for a little bit of that Brompton lifestyle. They've got a whole range of really, really cool satchels and messenger bags. They're designed actually to fit across the handlebars of the bike, but they're also perfect for the gadget-loving dad. Lots of little pockets and places for your bits and pieces. And they start at around 600 ringgit. Mm-hmm. Okay, not awesome for a bag, but, you know, you want to get them in on the bottom rung of the Brompton. Start with the bag first and then buy the bike to fit it.
Is this going to be a Father's Day of luggage?
Strange you should say that. The next two items are a bit luggagey too. Now, I saw this one a few weeks ago. It's promoted by the DJ Steve Aoki, who probably about three listeners have heard of. The bag is actually made, well, the case is actually made by the Microscooter company, which is Micro. It's a carry-on suitcase with a built-in Microscooter. So instead of the normal wheels, you get scooter wheels, and there's a telescopic handle that you pull out. So you can actually ride your suitcase from one gate to the other if you're rushing around in the airport. It sounds a bit odd, but it actually works pretty well. And on top of that, it's got built-in speakers for your iPod too. So an absolute snip at £350.
Wow.
UK, yes.
That must be the, you know, the Steve Aoki's influence then, having the speakers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's actually it's branded his Dimmak record label.
Yeah,
it is a proper collaboration with him. He helped put it in because he's a bit of a scooter expert. Hipster, isn't it?
Is it normal though to have speakers in suitcases?
Which, of course, brings us to the next item, also retailing strangely enough at £350. Check out the Suitcase Sounds Kermit. Now, I guess they've called it Kermit because it's in vintage green leather.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like one of those old-fashioned leather valises. It's actually really, really lovely to look at. The only difference being it's got separate bass, mid, and treble speakers on the outside of the case, coupled to a 50-watt amp, which is pretty cool. It's still carry-on sized. The speakers and amp are rechargeable, and it's the perfect thing to get those, you know, anti-electronic analog parties started.
Vintage seems to be the big thing this year. Well, the Brompton, then now we've got the Kermit case. Is this the way things are going then?
It does seem to be one of the themes for this year, and much as I hate to do it, and it's against all of my principles, there is a really cool-looking Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, he said it.
I know. Bluetooth speaker that's worth putting on the Father's Day list. Now, I don't know how many of you may remember those leather-covered travel radios that you used to get in like the 1960s and 70s. They looked a little bit like a camera. You unfolded the cover and that became a stand, so it would be a freestanding radio. Well, fashion brand Ted Baker is releasing a Bluetooth speaker that looks exactly like that. Again, not very cheap. It retails for about £200, which I think is way, way over the odds. But it is very, very desirable. It's a really gorgeous looking thing. So check that one out.
So far, the one thing your gift choices have had in common is the enormous price tags.
Well, of course, you know, the amount of love you give your dad is directly in proportion to how much you spend. So, you know, but if you really want to go cheaper, again, even if your dad isn't a major gadget guy, the chances are he's still carting around, you know, chargers for phones, hands-free kits, thumb drives, all manner of, you know, unwanted bits and pieces. Cocoon's Gridit system. This is a board that's covered in stretchy straps in lots of different directions.
You can use it
to hold all, you know, your wiry things and even small devices, little cameras and stuff like that in place. They come in loads and loads of colours and sizes. And I think they start at around 80 ringgit for the original ones, cheaper if you get the Lau Yat versions. And you can get them from stores like Radio Shack as well. So they're easy to get.
Yeah, I really like that one, yeah. What if my dad's a coffee lover then?
Well, if your dad's a coffee lover and he's, again, very gadgety, he's probably going to want one of those Nespresso or capsule machines. But if he rates himself as a connoisseur of coffee, then get him an AeroPress. Now, this is a coffee brewing system that's said to lower the acidity of the coffee, and it also brews it in a much shorter time. It looks like a cross between a test tube and one of those plunger-type syringes. And prices start at a really reasonable $20, which is about 60 or 70 ringgit. I mean, my brother's got one of those machines, you know, the cost $1 million and it burns you and electrocutes you and all of those kind of things. And he still ends up using his, I mean, he's got a more fancy AeroPress. He probably paid about £50 for it. But he still ends up using that a lot more than the kind of £700 electric machine.
So. And what if dad is more of a chef?
Well, I mean, if Hollywood is to be believed, every dad loves to barbecue. And, you know, there are no shortage of portable barbecue grills out there, but few of them are as cute as this stainless steel briefcase barbecue grill. Now, you can find this online. It starts at around $80. It looks, I mean, it is
like
just it's a stainless steel briefcase. You open it up, a little griddle comes out in between the opening of the thing. You just spark it up, and there you are. If you are using it as a briefcase as well, do remember to take out, you know, those financial account statements before you spark it up. But I think this is a really nice little gift. Like I said, about $80 it starts at.
And we always have a couple of items from sites like ThinkGeek.com.
Of course, ThinkGeek always has a Father's Day special, so I had a quick look on there. One thing that caught my eye, the laser-guided necktie is particularly useless. So for the bargain sum of $30, it's a tie that comes with all those military webbing strappings for attaching, you know, ammo pouches, that kind of thing.
But things that dads really need.
Things that dads really need in, you know, in the office. But it also comes with a built-in laser pointer for presentations. Yeah, so you can hold your tie up and point it at the wall. Definitely one to wear around the office if you've given up all hopes of ever being promoted. I do like their brick mug, however. It's not Lego, but you should actually be able to add onto it with Lego bricks. Basically, it's a coffee mug. The outside of it is covered in those stickly bits so that you can add Lego to it. You know, so coffee break, you can make little sculptures and installations to wow your colleagues. And for me, this is a proper bargain at $20.
All right. What's the worst gift idea you found?
Well, the necktie we just mentioned was already pretty poor, but the worst thing I found was actually on a site that specializes in unusual gifts. And this is really unusual. What dad couldn't resist owning the Spongester? Now, this is a special two-story rack for keeping your dish sponge separate from the sponge you use for cleaning the drain and other nasty stuff. Yes, it's a two-story sponge holder for the kitchen. And this was actually advertised for Father's Day. And I'm not being sexist here. This is a terrible gift for anyone, man, woman, or child. You'd be better off throwing the $28 it costs at a passing squirrel and asking it to bring you back a pizza. Really, really pointless.
And we'll always finish with something ridiculously expensive.
Well, we're not going to go absolutely crazy here. How about the Leica T? Now, this is this is the new mirrorless camera system from Leica, the really lovely camera brand. Like an Apple computer, it's got an aluminium unibody and it's got a very minimalist design. So most of the functions are accessed and controlled via just two dials. There's a 3.7-inch touchscreen on the back and Wi-Fi sharing. And basically, in terms of cameras, this is as sexy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about local pricing yet, but probably we'll be looking at $6,000 or more for the body and the same again for a lens. Yeah, I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not drop-dead expensive. Or you could just opt for the much cheaper and still just a sexy rangefinder clone, which is the Fujifilm X100S, and you can get that for around the $3,000.
They make good cameras as well.
They make really good cameras. I've got an X100S, and it is absolutely
XT1
awesome.
XT1 is the new one, which looks quite good.
Yeah, all of them are nice. Or alternatively, you can just buy your dad a Lego Man Darth Vader keyring for 20 ringgit from, you know, Lego stores around Malaysia.
That's extremely sweet. Matt Armitage from Culture Pop, and we'll be right back with Geek Squawks. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.